It's 11 o'clock at Clacton Lifeboat Station, and for many, a night of uncertainty lies ahead. Dave Wells, senior RNLI manager here, is hoping Mother Nature will be on his side tonight.
We're quite lucky here at Clacton that the wind's westerly, so it isn't too rough. We're down here just to keep an eye on things, really.
It's already starting to come over the edge there.
I think we might be all right here.
Have you seen it as bad as even this before?
Not lately, no. As I say, if the wind was round from the northeast with these big tides, it would be really bad here. But we're quite luckily, because our beach faces south and north, and the wind's sort of westerly here, it comes across us.
Well, it's just gone 1:45, and I've come down to the main entrance, I suppose, the main road into Jaywick, and I'm just standing at the junction of Golf Green Road and Crossways. There's currently about 4 or 5 police cars, a number of other vehicles, but most importantly, this seems to be the focus point for the rescue boats as well. There's about 6 or 7 of them, and maybe a dozen or so men here, fully kitted out with their hard hats and their waterproofs, high-vis waterproofs. Jackets on, all waiting. Things are pretty calm here at the moment. Well, I've just arrived at the busiest rescue centre down here at Clacton County High School, and we understand there's about 300 people from the Jaywick area evacuated to the school. Many of them are standing outside, either smoking or with their animals, and that's because they're not allowed inside.
So we got about 8:30 when the policeman called and he said it is going to get bad, and we thought, well, you know, we're more important than we've got insurance and that for the house, and I was really scared, so we decided to go.
Yeah. How far then from the seafront are you guys?
Well, the sea wall's about 20, 30 yards behind us.
How long do you intend then to stay here tonight?
Until they tell us we can go home.
Because they said high tide was at 1:15, it's gone that now.
And what are facilities like inside? Have you been able to get
some sleep?
We've
been looked after very well, very well.
Amazing. We've had copious tea, coffee, bottles of water. We've got a free meal. Just my husband needs a breathing machine because he's got sleep apnea, so he has to have a mask on, and they found us somewhere beside a socket.
Well, it's just gone 3 o'clock now, and there's been reports come into the radio station that some of the beach huts have been hit badly in Walton and are now floating out to sea. So I've driven up to Walton, right in the northern tip of the county, to see what the situation is there.